This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com. Jackson Radio Show.
Quiet, numbskulls, I'm broadcasting.
Let's listen in.
We have confirmed with Homeland Security Investigations that he is an illegal alien, and we believe he has been in this area now for 4 to 7 years.
How did you come into contact with him? How did you get on your radar?
Well, during the investigation, we reached out to the public, as you well know. And during our neighborhood canvas, we came across an individual that had security cameras. We took those cameras. He was kind enough to give us the footage from it. And through that, we were able to identify a vehicle that we believe belonged to Mr. Rivera. It was a black Malibu. And from that, we were able to track his pattern and the routes in which he took. We're also able to find Molly running on this video, and we're able to determine that he was one of the last ones to have seen Molly running based on the video, again, that we were able to seize from the general public.
Another beautiful American citizen has been killed at the hands of an illegal. If we could just save one illegal, that is. Welcome, everybody. Kevin Jackson, you're listening to It's Kevin Jackson Show. That was police giving the summation, the aftermath of how they tracked down Molly Tibbetts' killer. And I'm going to tell you something. Very, very fortunate that somebody had a security camera that saw Molly running in this guy's car, or they never would have connected the dots. But here's what's more interesting about this interview. As it went on, I cut it because we don't want to play 15 minutes of interview, but the reporters were like, how do you know it was Rivera? You know, how are you sure that it is this illegal who has been, I don't know, he's been living here 4 to 5 years or something like this? And he sees this beautiful college student running and decides he wants her. So he's running alongside, and then she says, leave me alone or I'll call the police. That's what the conference goes on to say. And he kills her because he doesn't want to be told. He doesn't want it to be known that he's an illegal. So he panics. But I know, they're just here. Being here illegally is just like a traffic ticket. It's not that big of a deal, so why should he panic? Wasn't he in a sanctuary state or something? I don't know. They tell us that these people are good quality citizens. They aren't here to kill us and rape us and bring drugs over and, you know, all this other stuff. But yet, every time you turn around, we find out that they're killing and raping and bringing drugs and whatever else. Oh, Kevin, you're being, you know, that's a wide swath you're painting there. Look, folks, I'm just telling you, Google illegal crime, illegal rape, illegal murder, illegal DUI, illegal whatever, and tell me what you find. Act as if this black man talking to you on the radio just making stuff up. Yeah, because it so impacts me. Oh, yeah. You know, I'm so anti-illegal, right, because it's so impactful to my life. Let me tell you why I'm anti-illegal. I am anti-illegal because it's impacting you. I don't care what. If I didn't speak another word about illegals, it wouldn't matter. If I didn't speak another word about black thugs, it wouldn't matter. If I didn't say one single thing about white privilege or white supremacy or whatever the other angst that liberals want to talk about, it wouldn't matter one iota in my life. Not one. I got lots of friends. Let me just say, I'm at a point now where I could live with friends that don't eat, that their places are unoccupied most of the year. I could just say, hey, could I go spend a month up at the cabin? Yeah, Kev, go have fun. We'll clear it for you, brother. Or go to Colorado, go to our place on the ocean. And I wouldn't have to deal with black people, white supremacy, none of that stuff. But you know what I do? I get up every morning and I fight for this country without even really having to have a dog in the fight, other than the fact that I love this country. And what I'm telling you is these people have allowed an illegal to kill another one of our citizens. Is anybody describing Molly as a good girl who was at college? Remember when Michael Brown was killed? What did they say about this thug that got himself killed? He was a gentle giant on his way to college. Well, Molly was a gentle girl who had a future ahead of her in college, and this stupid illegal that the left brought over and allowed to live here for this many years killed him. And by the way, this was not the Democrats. This illegal worked for the Rhino GOP, the people who would hire these folks, the one who say, no, they're good people. And instead of hiring somebody to do this job, that's an American, and you know, that has skin in the game here, he hires an illegal. It was a GOP farm. I just want to be clear. But I look at it, it's just another leftist who wants to strap an R to his name and act like he's really being a Republican. Look, we had a Hispanic dude when I was growing up, and a family that were Republicans. A Republican family brought this guy, Mike, Miguel. He came over every year and went home. He worked on the ranch. He came over every year. I really liked Mike. Spoke broken English. At the time, we spoke broken Spanish, but we figured each other out. And I don't know how he got the job, you know, but he would come over. They hired him. He'd been there for years. Mike worked on that ranch the entire time I grew up there, which was over two decades. And he was there every year and went home every year. There and home. There and home. I sympathized with him. As a kid, I didn't even understand the politics of it, except that I knew he was illegal. I knew it. But he was just such a good guy, and the family just said he showed up, and so we kind of took care of him. I'm talking about the rich family that paid Mike. And he'd save up his money, and he'd make the trek back to Mexico, walking back to Mexico. And it was amazing. He showed up every year at the same time. It blows my mind. And so I understand. I'm torn. But today, Kevin Jackson would say to the Mormon family, look, we can't hire Mike. Let's process him. Let's get him here as a citizen of the country. And he can go back and forth legally. Let's figure out how to do it legally. Let's not do it illegally. And Mike was not a bad guy. He wasn't going to hurt anybody. I mean, he's just a good guy making a living for himself. And I understand the circumstances. But man, you know, now we got things are very different from the 70s. And I'm just wondering how many of MSNBC actually, and we'll have to play the clip in a bit because I've talked too long in a second, but I want to explain to you how they thought about this woman, how they treated Molly Tibbetts on MSNBC, what was said about her. Blow your mind.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Beth Cook Moranville, author of Closer Than Your Breath, A Book of Hope.
Hope. That wonderful, wonderful four-letter word that you may feel completely out of. I wrote this book to give you great hope. It's not too late. If fetal position is an all too familiar place for you, I understand. If the next 60 seconds are too long, this book is for you. Wherever you are right now, whether you're dealing with divorce or death or sickness, take hope. You are going to make it through this pain. Don't roll your eyes. I've walked this road, and I know it. The best is yet to come.
Closer Than Your Breath, A Book of Hope from author and speaker Beth Cook Moranville, can be found on Amazon.com or Kindle.com. For more information, visit CloserThanYourBreath.com or on Facebook at Closer Than Your Breath.
Take a look under your bed. Find stuff under there? What about jobs? No? Now try your basement. There's a pair of overalls that overall you're not so into anymore. A perfectly good laptop that hasn't sat in your lap in months. And even more stuff, but still no jobs? Well, you really have both. See, stuff is defined as household articles considered as a group. Sometimes this stuff is no longer needed. Wait, no longer needed? That can't be right. Because remember those jobs you were looking for? Those are really needed, and they're the stuff inside your stuff, even inside that winter coat that moved with you to Phoenix. Our job is to unlock those jobs, and it starts when you donate your stuff to your local Goodwill. Here's how we do it. When you donate to Goodwill, we sell your stuff to provide job training for people right here in your community. So just by teaming up with Goodwill, you help create jobs. And isn't that worth parting with the leftover keytar from your 80s cover band? Goodwill. Donate stuff, create jobs. Find your nearest donation center at goodwill.org. A message from Goodwill and the Ad Council.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Healthcare reform is confusing. With the loss of the Obamacare mandate, those needing help can now choose an affordable alternative. By joining Liberty HealthShare, you're part of a community of health-conscious Americans all over the country who control their own healthcare costs and choices. Liberty HealthShare is not insurance. It is an association of self-pay patients who unite with like-minded people to share the cost of their medical needs. Neighbor helping neighbor. Learn more now by going to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Jackson Radio Show.
And it didn't cost us a dime.
About 180,000 people a day get up and don't realize that's the day that they are going to be gone. That they're going to leave Earth. Be dead. A few know. A few are terminal. They're in hospice and they go, okay, today's my day. Most people don't know. Death is going to come to them as a surprise. Welcome, everybody. Kevin Jackson is who you're listening to, KJRadio.com. We have to discipline death. We do discipline death. We understand it. And when it makes sense, when you're 80 years old, 85, 90 years old, whatever it is, whatever, and that time is extending, but whatever that number is, when you get there, it's like, okay, I'm ready for it. But when it happens when you're 20 years old or so, it's a tragedy. And it's even more of a tragedy when it's somewhat preventable. Kate Steinle, walking her with her father, has her baby in a little baby carriage, and a stray bullet kills her. And who was it? It was some illegal who'd been deported multiple times. A ne'er-do-well. But San Francisco says, we're a sanctuary city. Not for Kate Steinle. Young woman in her, what, late 20s, early 30s? I don't know what her life was, but it has to be pretty good if she's there, you know, three generations, grandfather, daughter, and grandchild. all hanging out together, enjoying what had to be a spectacular day in San Francisco, just looking at the views. There's no bad view in San Francisco, unless you're, you know, in that district where all the gays are on leashes and have their butt cheeks showing. But for the most part, in San Francisco, it's a pretty interesting place to be. Up and down the hills and all the different shops and stuff, man, it's a cool spot. Despite the politics, I know it's becoming a cesspool. But Kate Steinle is no more. Do you think anybody's worried about the separation, the ripping apart of mother and child, the ripping apart of father and daughter when it comes to Kate Steinle? Do you think anybody on the left is concerned about the ripping apart of the family of Molly Tibbetts and her parents? She wasn't doing anything. She didn't go into some store and strong arm, rob some, you know, poor clerk, and then go out and the cops stop her and she tries to take his gun and kill him. He didn't do anything like that. She wasn't, you know, resisting arrest or something. She was out for a jog, and some illegal who'd been here 4 years or more, hiding out because he believed himself to be in a sanctuary city, decides he's going to roll up on Molly. And when she threatens to call the cops on him, he kills her. And luckily for us, we get to hear the videotape and, you know, hear the police describe how they found the guy, because he probably would have never been found. We would have had a killer in our midst, and he might have gotten away with it again. But I want you to hear how the MSNBC lady describes Molly Tibbetts.
The Republican Party is actually not working on behalf of the American people. They are working on behalf of Donald Trump. And he's been able to bully them into their silence. And I don't think that today changes much, unfortunately. I'm sure we'll hear what he has to say about this at his rally. But Fox News is talking about, you know, a girl in Iowa and not this, right? And tomorrow morning, we know he'll wake up and tweet and sort of, you know, besmirch the reputation of Michael Cohen and all the people around him.
So MSNBC sees the gangster treatment of Michael Cohen as, you know, the thing that should be talked about, not an illegal having killed an American citizen. Now, let's just play some thought exercises. Let's play some games, okay? Let's say that this illegal, Mr. Rivera, had killed a black girl who was running. What would that black chick host, black chick panelist on MSNBC say then? I don't know. I don't have an answer for you, but I think it would be different. Here's what I do know. I know that for her, a white chick getting killed by an illegal in Iowa is a girl in Iowa. It's insignificant. Unless it's somebody that she considers significant. What that woman is telling you is that, white girl, you are insignificant to me. See, I look at every death. I look at, it wouldn't matter to me what color, what religion, what political ideology this girl. For all I know, Molly is a dyed-in-the-wool leftist. Probably is. She's a college white chick. She probably is. But you know what? I feel for her and her family, because she shouldn't be dead at the age of 20, nor should she die at the hands of somebody who's in this country illegally. But the left don't care, because Michael Cohen's on trial. That's what this girl says is more important. It's more important for her to understand what's going on with Michael Cohen than the death of a U.S. citizen. Am I making it clear? Yeah. This is why I tell you, as much as we can joke around and we can have fun on this show about the craziness of the left, the fact of the matter is, it is no joking matter. These people are deranged to the point where they don't care who dies as long as their narrative is clear. Now, if Molly had been killed by a rogue cop, you wouldn't even hear Michael Cohen being talked about. There are things you can do to change the parameters. Now, here's what's really interesting to me, because people were tweeting about this. They said, hey, I tweeted this. I said, I guess black people being killed in Chicago are just black people being killed in Chicago. You don't need to put names and faces to it. We talked about two kids the other day who were killed in a field and brutally murdered on the south side of Chicago. Not a word from the left. Nothing. You get a girl. If a white boy, a college student, had chased this girl down and killed her, what would the left be talking about? I mean, let's just continue playing the game. Do they have to be lacrosse students? White lacrosse students? What would it take to make this something that the media decided, you know what, this is a big deal? What the media says to you and what the left says to you is, illegals doing what they do, we don't even care. Kevin, if you think you're going to get us to side with you when illegals rape people, when they kill people, when they rob people, when they steal identities, whatever it may be, the cost of illegal immigration, you are dead wrong. You're never going to get us to pay attention. So I would ask you this. How do you think you're going to get them to pay attention if they're completely ignoring you? How are you going to do it? Kate Steinle was an excellent person to talk about with respect to this problem. She's a beautiful girl living in a liberal enclave, a sanctuary city, but, you know, obviously a mother, a loved daughter, etc. I mean, she was a poster child. If you can't make do with that, if you can't make some hay with that type of a backdrop of a story, how do you do it? I mean, you could do Illegal Alien Watch and put all the crimes up. I'm sure there's a website for all this, all the crimes committed by illegals. What do you need to do to get... Because I'm going to tell you, I have an idea. I think you have to push back so hard on leftists, and I think you got to sue them. I don't think there's any other way to wake these people up except to sue them. But I'm just curious. I want to know what people think that you need to do to make this work, because this is ridiculous. Let me know. KJRadio.com. I'd love to hear from you on this subject. We'll be back.
The Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
This is Fred.
Hi, I'm Fred.
Fred's a repeater.
I tend to repeat.
Fred has a business.
I do have a business.
And a problem. Fred repeats the same tired advertising over and over, and now it doesn't work.
Over and over.
But Fred is about to see a vision.
I'm seeing a vision.
Advertising on the Genesis Communications Network is the smart way for Fred to reach his potential customers with the most affordable national advertising rates, period. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just email advertise@GCNlive.com.
If you owe any money to the IRS, you need to call **1234. That's **1234. Uncle Sam has the power to make your life miserable. You could stop the IRS collections process right now by calling **1234. When you call the Tax Defense Center, you'll get free information on how you can reduce or eliminate your back taxes, including penalties and interest. **1234. **1234 could save you thousands on your back taxes. You could also be helped if you have unfiled returns, a tax lien, wage garnishment, bank levy, or if you've entered into a payment plan and can't make the payments. It's your hard-earned money. Stop Uncle Sam right now. Make the call that could help you end the worry today. **1234. That's **1234. **1234. **1234.
Are you retired or facing retirement and you're afraid your income is going to be less than you'd like? I'm Pharmacist Keith. Dr. Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, and I want to show you a low-cost way to create your own business working around your current schedule, creating extra income that will last for years to come by joining Dr. Wallach's crusades, spreading his message of better health. To learn more, visit radio.recordedvideo.com. That's radio.recordedvideo.com, radio.recordedvideo.com, or call 866-257-3105 for a recorded message.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News.
We haven't really faced a hurricane of this magnitude in as far as history as I can remember. It's going to be a new experience for everybody. I'm hoping and praying that it'll diminish in strength.
The mayor of Maui talking about Hurricane Lane as it weakens to a Category 2 hurricane, although the storm is still headed toward Oahu. Shelters have been set up across the state, and parts of the island could see upwards of 40 inches of rain. Today, President Trump asked Secretary of State Mike Pompeo to cancel his upcoming trip to North Korea, saying there has not been sufficient progress on the denuclearization talks. Congressman Chris Stewart of Utah explains what denuclearization means to the United States.
When I think of denuclearization, I think of actually removing all nuclear weapons from the peninsula, which of course is North Korea.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
When working at a growing business, you wear many hats. The new business hat, the buying toner for the copy machine hat, the sifting through tons of resumes hat. You can throw away that last hat thanks to Indeed.com. When posting your job, Indeed lets you add screener questions that give you a less time-consuming route to your short list of qualified candidates. So go ahead, dust off that extra long lunch hat. Hiring's better when you've got your short list. Save time on hiring when you post a job on Indeed. Get started today at Indeed.com/hire.
Are you one of those people who thinks it's okay to drive stoned? I mean, what's the worst that can happen? You end up driving below the speed limit? It's no big deal, right? Wrong. The truth is, your reaction times slow way down when you're high. You not only put yourself in danger, but everyone around you. Talk about a buzzkill. Stop kidding yourself. It's not okay to drive high. If you've been using marijuana in any form, do not get behind the wheel. If you feel different, you drive different. Drive high, get a DUI. Paid for by NHTSA.
To end here.
Actually, it's just gotten started.
No! This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
So there's a funny video circulating about with some white progressives, and there's four of them there, and they've got a black friend, and they just assume the worst about him. They assume he's poor, he's underprivileged, et cetera, et cetera. And I want to play this clip because I think it acts as a perfect backdrop about leftism, and I've given this talk to many people. Are there, do blacks need help in certain ways? Absolutely. I mean, rich is a relative term. You know, Donald Trump, to Jeff Bezos, Donald Trump is poor. To Donald Trump, you know, I don't know, some multimillionaire is poor. You get what I'm saying? It's all relative. But anyway, this clip is kind of funny, but it acts as a good backdrop for some things, and we'll try to cover a few topics this segment, but I want to at least start with this one.
You're disenfranchised.
Ref, how do you feel about this? You must be more concerned than all of us.
Yeah, that's a really good question.
Well, I mean, obviously I have cause for concern, right? But my parents saw a lot worse, so I still have hope.
That is such a positive outlook, but all I feel is outrage. You know, how can we expect to progress as a nation if this is how we're treating our poor?
Ugh, right. But, I mean, I'm not poor.
Oh my God, that was so rude.
That's okay.
We know we're all rich in our own way.
Mm, yes. Rich in love.
Rich, nope. Rich blood. Nope.
Rich in stamp.
Nope. See, no, I'm not poor. See, just because I'm black doesn't mean I'm poor.
I'm not racist.
Seriously, if anyone's poor, it's me.
Exactly. Same. You know, we're not here to judge.
Pizza's here.
Oh, nice. So hungry.
How do you guys want to pay for this?
Split it four ways?
Yeah, totally.
No, there's five of us, so five ways.
You would pay if you could, Raph. No need.
Yeah. Now, the clip is hysterical. It goes on for another couple of minutes, and of course, they want this poor black guy. It's these progressives saying, no, you don't recognize how bad you have it. You just don't know. Glad you guys are still with me. Kevin Jackson's who you're listening to. It's a Kevin Jackson show. They don't get it. Kevin, your ancestors were slaves. We'll never get over this. Kevin, you had your civil rights just completely revoked at some point. Your people suffered. Kevin, what are you going to do, my friend? And it wouldn't matter how much money I have or what, you know, if I can't outdo them with yachts and parties and everything else, I am worse off and they need to help. And look, I'm not going to lie to you. It's great that my friends want to pick up the check and, you know, assume that I've been that dude among my black friends. I'm that dude. And I'll tell you what, it gets old. You finally get to the point where you go, hey, you pick up your own check. I think I told this story years ago when I started radio. I said I had a buddy of mine and he says he was down on his luck, and I thought about offering him a job, and we were in the conversations, and he says to me, man, you know, Kev, I don't know what I'm going to do. I said, well, I tell you what, I've got a happy hour with some clients. Meet me at this bar, and I'll buy you a drink. So he shows up at the bar, and he's got three other friends with him. So when they showed up, he was like, hey, this is so-and-so. Hey, good to meet you guys. All of them from the same company. All of them, you know, getting ready to get, you know, let go because the company was closing down. But I'd only told him I'd speak with him. But he says, yeah, I'm talking to a friend of mine. Maybe he could offer you guys a job too. So, I got it. So we chit-chatted for a second. I said, oh, I guess they're shutting down the company. Yeah, Kevin, you know, this, that, and the other. I said, well, here's what I'll do. I go, you know, I'm here to talk to Larry about a job, but the first round's on me. So I pick up the first round, and then I go back to talk to my clients. And I'm in a place where the waitress knows me very well, and first round's on me. And, I'm over with entertaining my clients. And every now and then I'd break off and just have a quick conversation with Larry. But when I looked up, I noticed, man, these guys were doing shots. And I looked to myself, I thought, wow. You know, maybe they're drowning their sorrows and, you know, last paycheck. I had a friend of mine one time, he got fired and he bought two cars on the day he got fired, his and hers for him and his wife, because he said, when am I going to get to do this again until I get another job? So I better do it now. And I thought, that's kind of reverse logic. I would batten down the hatches, but he went out and bought two new cars on the day that he got his notice that he was not going to be needed in 2 weeks. Okay, different strokes for different folks. So I see these guys drinking, doing, you know, shots together and in their own little group. I didn't say a word. So at the end of the night, Rachel comes over. She says, hey, Kev, here's your tab. You know, and it's like 300-something bucks. And I went, Rachel, I bought a round of drinks and I had two. How's my bill $300? Oh, well, but, you know, they just put all the drinks on your tab. And all Larry's friends had left and he was still there. I can't remember exactly, but I do remember, they'd all left. So I went and I went outside. I called Larry. I said, hey, you need to come back here. And he's like, what's going on? I said, you and your friends have a bar tab. And he was like, what are you talking? I said, you and your friends have a bar tab. I picked up one round of drinks and that was it. And I said, I didn't ask you to bring all those friends so you guys can commiserate. That's on you. And he was like panicked. I said, look, not my deal. And I said, by the way, if this is the way you think you're going to treat me, you're sadly mistaken. It's not going to happen like this. But that was my little, when I was the guy that bought the drinks and all that. And it becomes sort of the obvious. Oh, you're doing better than we are. You're not always doing better than the people you're buying drinks or dinner or lunch or anything else for. You're not. They'll make you think that. So, going back to this, I'm not poor. This is a black guy going, I'm not poor. You know, no, my folks did okay. I'm doing better than my folks, but I mean, they do okay. And then at the end of it, he says, hey, look, we're all at the same job. You know, what do you mean? We're all making roughly the same amount of money. What are you guys talking about? But they look at him and they go, you got a problem. That's my biggest issue with leftism. Leftism looks at the Latino and assumes that a Latino's got a problem. That problem has to do with immigration, being separated from family, you know, ripping away kids from parents and things like this. They look at blacks and they go, oh my gosh, you know, you people have a multitude of problems. How can we help you? They look at women and they go, but it depends on the kind of woman. Black women have different problems and Latino women have different problems and, you know, Asian women, etc. But, hey, there's a women problem. They look at Muslims and go, oh, I get it. You know, the Christians are persecuting you or whatever. Everybody's got a problem that they can solve. They won't even listen. They could talk to Dr. Zudi Zasser, a Muslim in America, they would call a moderate Muslim, who doesn't believe in jihad and all this, and they would assume he's oppressed and na-na-na-na. And he would go, no, I'm actually doing pretty well. I drive a very nice car. I live in a very nice area of Phoenix, and my life goes pretty well. But they would look at him and go, you've got a problem. The left, you know, the West has made your life miserable. Look at what we do to you. As they do to me. I told you guys a story, and I tell this to a lot of kids when I'm speaking at colleges. And by the way, we are speaking at a couple of colleges over the weekend. And I tell them a story about these black kids that they marginalize, that they think are, you know, these little thugs out in the streets, and they think their lives are so much better. And on the surface, yeah, your life is better. You're not dodging bullets and running from popo and so on and so forth. But their lives are no better. I mean, they have their own set of problems. Yeah, these kids have very serious problems in the hood and could lose their lives, go to prison, and a bunch of other stuff. But it's all relative. It's all relative. So the story I tell is, when you look at these kids and you see that what they do, they think, oh, they're poor. These poor little black kids out there slinging drugs, and they have no chances, no opportunities. Nah, nah, nah. These kids have more money in their pockets than the parents of the white kids that want to help them. These kids will have thousands of dollars. I've seen it with my own eyes. They will have thousands of dollars, 14, 15 years old, walking around with $5,000, $10,000 in their pocket from dealing drugs. And they do it every day. And so people think, these kids are, woe are they? Woe is nothing. And what I tell these little snowflakes that are coming from college, don't let that kid that's willing to sling drugs and make that kind of money find out he can make it legit. And all he's got to do is replace you, your little, trigger word needing, crying closet needing, safe space needing person. He's got none of those. He's got no trigger words. He's got no safe spaces. He's got no crying closet. He's got real life, the toughest you can live it outside of being in a war zone. And some people would describe where he is as a war zone. But they think he's poor. That little kid could walk uptown sagging, with his dreadlocks and his white beater and pockets, down to practically to his knees. And he's got $10,000 in his pocket. And he knows he's going to make another $10,000 tomorrow. And people look at him like, look at that poor kid. Oh, my God, we got to help him. Help him figure out how to invest his money, because he's got more than you. Made a video. These kids were fanning out thousands of dollars, riding expensive crotch rockets, cars bouncing up and down, the value of what they did to the car worth more than the car. And the leftists want you to believe that these kids are poor. Idiots.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Keyboard Cat. Hamilton the Pug. And Toast Meets World. These are some of the internet's most beloved pets. With millions of YouTube views, shares, Instagram likes, followers, and fans across the globe. But what do all these amazing pets have in common? Their stories started in a shelter. Start your story. Adopt a dog or cat today. Visit theshelterpetproject.org to find a shelter or adoptable pets near you. Training that pet to play the keyboard? Well, that's entirely up to you. Visit theshelterpetproject.org and hear more about Hamilton the Pug, Toast, and Keyboard Cat's amazing adoption stories. Start a story. Adopt a shelter or rescue pet today. Your perfect pet is just a click away at theshelterpetproject.org. A public service announcement brought to you by Mattis Fund, the Humane Society of the United States, and the Ad Council.
Have you experienced the miracle of CBDs? They can help you reduce suffering, reduce stress, help you sleep better, modulate inflammation in the body, and is absolutely safe. MetaHemp Solutions offers a radically innovative approach to CBDs for exceptional results. Stop suffering and reduce your stress now. Isn't it time for a good night's sleep? Stop worrying about tomorrow today. Lab tested for potency, purity, and is non-psychoactive. Free shipping to all 50 states. Try our product. Risk-free, money-back guarantee. Use code GCN15 to get 15% off. That's code GCN15 to get 15% off. Offer ends soon, so visit MetaHemp Solutions today at MetaHempSolutions.com or call 833-858-7500. Suffer no more. Get rid of the stress and sleep better. Get our product now at MetaHempSolutions.com. That's MetaHempSolutions.com.
The March of Dimes and HCA Healthcare are committed to the best possible start for every baby. I'm Amy Casseri, Vice President of HCA Women and Children's Services, and we have the honor of delivering over 200,000 babies a year. We partner with the March of Dimes on research and fundraising to help build a brighter future for babies everywhere. So march with us on one of the many HCA teams assembled nationwide. Learn more at marchforbabies.org/HCA.
Advertising is simple. It starts with someone who has a need.
Mom!
and then gets more specific.
Mom, I want pizza.
Then we add urgency.
I want pizza tonight.
Before you know it, your GCN advertising message is reaching millions of listeners. Listeners who are definitely in need.
We want pizza!
You see, advertising on GCN is simple. Your message meets their need, and the result means new business for you. Tell us about your business, then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message to feed those who have an urgent need.
We want pizza tonight!
GCN has the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 1,000 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@gcnlive.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Hello, this is Dr. Bill Deagle, MD of NutraMedical.com, announcing the breakthrough Red Deer Velvet DR. It delivers the protected building blocks of all organs and tissues, allowing your own stem cells as architects and engineers to regenerate you. Not since fetal life, when aging does not occur, has such an amazing NutraMed been available to help heal you and regenerate you. Anti-aging requires that you correct mineral, activated nutraceutical, and jump the gene defects and poor diet you have to deliver the cellular tools for regeneration. You must remove old damaged cells and replace them with your young healthy cells to wind the biological clock to a younger you. Order your Red Deer Velvet DR now at NutraMedical.com 24/7 or 888-212-8871. That's NutriMedical, N-U-T-R-I, Medical, M-E-D-I-C-A-L.com. Or call our order line, 888-212-8871.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Con Kevino Jacksones.
When she said, she asked Donald Trump, did you ever use the N-word? And he said, no. You said on this tape, that's not true.
Yeah. The moment that she said, he said, she said no. And then he said, but put it to bed. And the moment she said, he said, put it to bed.
No, it was before. You said before they said put it to bed, she said, he told me that he never used the N-word. You said, you jumped in and said, that's not true.
That's not true.
Do you believe anything Omarosa says? Welcome, everybody. Kevin Jackson here. It's the Kevin Jackson Show, KJRadio.com. I believe nothing this woman says. We just learned her husband filed bankruptcy twice. They didn't do mold remediation on their house, on a $600,000 house that he owns that he got from a divorce in 2014, probably after he and Omarosa decided to hook up, whatever, I don't know. But they didn't do this mold remediation. It's $15,000. And she's scoffing at the idea of working for the Trump family. Laura Trump said, we tried to bring Omarosa on in another capacity, pay her $15,000 a month. et cetera. She turned us down. It was $180,000 a year. Omarosa's like, I don't need those peanuts. I got a book deal coming up, girlfriend. It's going to be a tell-all lying book about Donald Trump and the Trump deal and all that. And she's toast. She's toast. And I'm going to play a clip of somebody else because they talked about making a movie about Omarosa. And I think they're going to have a tough time finding black actresses who want to play her. But that was TMZ holding Omarosa's feet to the fire saying, look, we're looking at this book. We're looking at what you said. We're listening to these audio tapes. And it isn't making sense. And here's Omarosa's explanation.
I think that when Lynn was talking, because Lynn is so close to this family, the fact that she had to confront him, the fact that she had to talk to him about it. If you know somebody so long as she did, and it's, your battery, 20%. we're all time. The fact that she said that she had to talk to him, that she had to ask him, it made me feel like she knew more than they were letting on, or maybe this was something that might have been discussed before, but the way that she communicated in there, that made me feel like...
Oh, that's it.
When you said that's not true, suggesting very clearly that you believed that Donald Trump had used the N-word, that was at a time you were his fiercest supporter.
Yeah.
With the knowledge that you believe, based on the tape that you recorded, that you believe that Donald Trump used the N-word. That's stunning.
Exactly.
Yeah, because that was following the Access Hollywood tape, which, Harvey, if you had told me Donald Trump said that he could grab women by the genitals and get away with it, I wouldn't have believed you then.
By the front hole?
And so the very core of my trust in him was shattered.
One
of the things that Katrina and Lynn both agreed on is that after I had that conversation with them, I was on a mission to find out if in fact that were true. I needed to know for myself if in fact he said that, because that would be just completely shatter who I thought he was. And one of the things I talk about in Unhinged is taking him to terms on some of the more racial things that he said.
Whatever.
And so this was all a part of that journey, and I think it's important that people hear from the beginning, from 2003 all the way until the moment General Kelly locked me in the situation room and told me things could get ugly for me. They need to see what that journey was like with Donald Trump.
And so they abruptly end the interview. Okay, that's it. It's a wrap. Because she was going down a rat hole. Oh, Omarosa, I had to get to the truth. I had to know. No, Omarosa started taping people because she knew from the beginning she was going to be writing a book. Look, Scorched Earth, I already know. You're thinking, Kevin, we've gone over this. Omarosa's crazy. She's a nutcase. She is. And I'm going to try to give you some new information. I think the new there was some information about her husband. I could give you more about that. Before that, you know, she was dating the big black dude from the Green Mile, Michael something something, the three-word name guy. Anyway, she was dating him, and he died because his heart, it was too big. Man, that dude was a mountain of a dude, right? But who would want to be with this woman? Honestly, I'm trying to figure it out. What type of guy would want to be with her? But anyway, she picked this dude who can't pay his bills, filed bankruptcy. Omarosa plays like she's got all this money. And this book is nothing more than a sensationalized, let me make some money off of my notoriety. And here's what's so sad. She could have done this book and made a fortune by telling the truth. She could have said, I brought a lot of baggage to the White House. The president gave me a chance. General Kelly, they let me go, whatever. But here's the real story of Omarosa. But she doesn't do that. She plays off of the narrative of the left, Unhinged. And I've told you guys before, black people go, no, you're not going to trick us. We know what your plan was all along. You nuzzled up to Trump. Nuzzled up to him when he was the reality star. Then you nuzzled up to him in the White House, and the conflict in the black community, just so you folks understand, you white folks out there understand, I'm going to break it down for you, the conflict in the black community is twofold. One, Trump was not bad when he wasn't a politician. Now, they're being told Trump is bad. Okay? Omarosa was with him when he supposedly wasn't bad, and then she joins him when he is bad. And now, knowing Trump in both situations, she's trying to now say, well, twice he revived me, he gave me a career, and he's the bad guy. Black folks see through it. Game, no game. We understand. I know that sounded like I wasn't using the right English, but that was Ebonics. Game, no game. See, those who understand the game know how the game is played. And they know that Omarosa's playing the game. And so she's not going to get any love there. When the leftist media is done with her, because they're asking her questions like, now in interviews, what do you think about the situation with Cohen? Oh, well, I think the president is going to blah, 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 blah. Did I mention Unhinge, my book? Please buy my book, 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 book. And it's going to go the way of Fire and Fury and Michael Wolff as more and more news outlets start going, okay, Omarosa's broke. They found Vivica Fox, an actress, you may know her, and she was asked, you know, would you play the role of Omarosa? And here's the clip of that.
Everyone's talking about Omarosa right now.
Yeah.
Listen. I'm not saying you guys have a similar, but you guys are, you could maybe play her in a role.
No, 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 no.
You couldn't get no out faster than that. He hadn't even finished asking her. You could probably play her. No, 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 no. No way, no how, sister. No. Nobody wants to play. They'll find somebody because, you know, there's going to be somebody desperate. But Vivica Fox, a fairly accomplished, you know, woman in terms of her acting for black films and stuff like this. I mean, she was in some stuff with Will Smith and all that. And she's like, oh, no, I'm not playing Omarosa. And did she go? I'm going to play the rest of the clip because she goes on to talk about why she won't. And then she, you know, does what she's supposed to do, which is bash Trump. And what's funny about all these guys is that the black community, the Hollywood stars know what to say. But at the grassroots level, at the black people level, the people that vote, that 36% is real. Don't fool yourself. And when it starts getting out that it's real, here's how you're going to know the signs. Hollywood people will start to go, you know, I mean, we really haven't given Donald Trump a fair shake. You're going to start hearing things like that. But let me let you hear the rest of this clip.
No, that's not a role I would play.
You think?
Unfortunately. But I would say that if they do decide to make her movie, it's definitely full of scandal.
Yeah.
Myself as an actress, I would have no desire to play that.
Do you think people would you know, trying to make a name for themselves, would take that role?
It's going
to
depend on how good that book does.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
If that book sells, they may do the story of Omarosa. If it doesn't, she'll just have to ride off into the sunset on a donkey.
Well,
she connected herself to an ass.
Exactly.
And when you lay down with dogs, you get pleased.
Now, she could have left to just ride off into the sunset on a donkey, and we would have gotten a meeting. She's going to have to ride with the Democrats now because she is firmly out of the conservative movement. There is no coming back. But there is no coming. There's not a whole lot of room for her on the left. I'm sure she'll figure out a way to milk it because that's what people like Omarosa do. But this is not good. Now, of course, as I said, Vivica Fox has to get, you know, if you sleep with dogs, you're going to get up with fleas. Yeah, Vivica, let's not go looking in your dirty laundry. Because, yeah, that's what they got to do in Hollywood. They think it's cool. There will come a day when bashing Trump won't be in vogue. And the Democrats rue the day that occurs. And for the record, it's already starting to occur. They just haven't quite gotten the memo. And I know there is those of you out there who doubt it. You're going, Kevin, I don't see this. You know, this Antifa guy got beat up because he had an American flag. They thought he was a Trump supporter. Fine. Lady beat this guy with a music stand. Thought it was because he was a Trump supporter. Trust me. Day's coming.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Putting an end to identity politics.
Now, something completely different.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.